Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Tuesday, January 18th, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, probably the biggest story that's hit the tech news world today is Steve Jobs. Yes, he's taking a medical leave of absence. In a letter addressed to all his employees at Apple, he said, "At my request, the board of directors has granted me a medical leave of absence so I can focus on my health. I will continue as CEO and be involved in major strategic decisions for the company. I have asked Tim Cook to be responsible for all of Apple's day-to-day operations." Of course, we remember Jobs. He underwent a liver transplant back in 2009. We're not going to speculate on what's going on now with Jobs. We just wish him well. Come on, Steve, get well soon. We can't have a guy named Tim running Apple. Moving on now with a bit more of Apple news. Some details are actually leaking out now about the iPad 2 and some of the specifications it's going to have. Now, this is actually according to the folks over at Engadget. According to them, the thing is going to have an SD card slot, which is unbelievable because it's very un-Apple-like. It's also going to be sporting a high-resolution display we're seeing. It's going to be the same 10-inch screen size, and we're also hearing an April release. So, it looks like when April does come along, the iPad that you have right now is going to suck. It seems Android is getting more and more features as the weeks go by, and here's one that's probably going to entice you. Android 3.0 Honeycomb is going to offer music syncing. In fact, those that have installed Android Music Player on their 2.3 handsets right now actually already have the option to sync music. Now, this is very important. It's not been featured before, and it really does do a direct competition with iTunes. I'm thinking also more down the road, Google Music Store? Possibility. Well, it's a sad, sad day for all of our Nokia phone users that use Come With Music or Ovi Music Unlimited. Yep, you heard me right. Nokia's subscription music service is being shut down almost entirely all over the world, except for the exception of China, Brazil, and South African markets. Now, Reuters is actually claiming that it was heavily DRM. That's why it wasn't successful. Nokia is saying that it just really never, ever got off the ground. I think it's more people around the world never, ever knew it was even on the runway. Time now to reach into our Microsoft rumor vault. Yeah, I know, we don't do that very often here at Bagel Tech, but we are going to do it this week because Microsoft is rumored to be preparing official drivers and software for the Kinect device. Now, we actually mentioned this last week that Steve Ballmer had been dropping serious hints about Kinect and it would be available to integrate with the PC. Well, now it looks that the rumors are going to be coming true, hopefully rather sooner than later. All that is known for sure is all the hacked videos that are on YouTube will definitely be slowing down here in the coming weeks. Speaking of our good friend Steve Ballmer over there at Microsoft, Steve has actually said that Microsoft's Bing is growing like a weed. Yeah, you heard me right. Like a weed. He says, "We bet on the Xbox, we've made a bet on Kinect, now we're betting on Bing, and we are growing like a weed in that business." I tell you what, Steve, oh my goodness gracious. Hey, there's no doubt that Bing is definitely Google's biggest competitor. I actually like Bing, but a weed? Come on, Microsoft. Well, if you got young kids, you might want to listen up to this. Following news last month about Nintendo actually warning about its forthcoming 3DS handheld being unsuitable for young children, a British eye specialist is claiming that the gaming device could permanently damage your children's eyes. Now, this is arguably between the ages of 2 and 6. I don't know if kids would actually be interested in this thing at that age, but apparently it could give them permanent eye damage. Ah, the wonderful progression of technology. Gone are the days of your mom sitting there telling you, "Hey, you're too close to the TV." The latest Firefox 4 beta is now available for download and testing, and it's supposedly offering a swanky new look. It's also got a really cool tool, though, to sync your desktop and smartphone browsing. That's really actually kind of nice there, Mozilla. What I really would love to see, though, is if it would please stop crashing. Unfortunately, computer game piracy is becoming a very big business, but this guy is taking it one step further for sure. A man from Greensville, Tennessee, was arrested after being caught tunneling into his local GameStop store. Yeah, you heard me right, tunneling, digging into his local GameStop store, apparently from an empty adjoining building. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was just trying to live out some gaming fantasy. Maybe like the Atari 2600 game Dig Dug. And finally, a scientist from Kyoto, Japan, apparently has plans to clone a mammoth. Yep, you heard me right. A mammoth. Now, apparently he's using a technique that produced a mouse from tissue frozen for 16 years. Now, what's a mouse and a mammoth got in common? I have no idea. All I know, hopefully, if he is successful, he'll move on to a saber-toothed tiger and a sloth after that. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can also find us on our network website at bageltechnews.com. You can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, and Vimeo at bageltechnews. Now, we'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on all what's happening in technology news. So until then, hope you have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.